Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Hey, it's me, Good Looking Lee, from the Thank Me Later podcast. First and foremost, I want to say thank you so much for giving me a listen. I really appreciate it. The first episode, we want to apologize for the technical difficulties with the audio. We are learning as we go. I was going to scrap it, but it makes no sense. I'm learning and growing every single episode. So thank you for listening. Later podcast. I'm Good Looking Lee. Shout out to Matt. Shout out to Christopher Media. Sitting here with my favorite Zogard. Welcome to the show. I would have had applause for you, but I turned my computer off. Facts. So
thank you for having me, bro.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't have it no other way. First and foremost, you know, introduce yourself. Who are you?
My name is Zogard. I'm a performing artist, songwriter, executive producer, all the above. I'm 24 years old, from Queens, Hillside all day. You know, the Ave, Jamaica, you heard, all day. I do music. I make music. I make funny jokes on Twitter. I might take a few pics. Pretty much just, that's really me. Just
a
simple.
A few pics. Get the fuck out of here. Speaking of Twitter, we're going to get there. I got some questions.
Oh, we're going to get into
Twitter.
It.
Hell yeah. They love me now. Yo, back then they didn't want me.
Yo, I come
on Twitter. They all love me. Oh my God. Holy shit.
Yo,
when
right?
I be looking at Twitter and your shit come up, I be like, look at this shit. The way they just flock to you.
Nah, it's not
it's
even
a blessing,
nah,
you know. I know you blessed. I know the Lord touched your shoulder. But anywho, right? So, real quick, where did the music come from? Like, I know you ain't just one day say I wanna do music. How did that work?
Well, I always did poetry, so I started writing poetry when I was 8. After that, pretty much it transitioned slowly from just like writing poetry to like writing raps. What really got me into writing raps was pretty much my boys. Like everybody in high school was kind of doing it and stuff like that, and I would just look and be like, damn, like it might be alright. So my boy Josh, shout out to Joshy Jack. Shout out to Poppy. Crazy, crazy EPs, crazy projects. Definitely check them out. Joshy Jackson on IG. Heartbreak Poppy on IG. They were actually the first to really believe in me, and I recorded to Kendrick's High Power. Like, I wrote a little poem on that, and that was the first thing I recorded. I just fell in love with it, and that was pretty much it. Just from writing poems, writing raps on my phone, and eventually recording.
So when did you start, like, performing and stuff?
I really started performing last year, really. Like, We had a funny story. Nice transition. See you, Angela Yee, or whatever.
Yeah.
Alethea Lee.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Come on, man.
But yeah, so we actually had our first little showcase show in Queens. Shout out to The Grind NYC
Shout out to
Safi and her brother and all of that. All of them that helped that put that dream, really make that dream happen. Yeah. Pretty much, I had a lot of friends that did music, and I was like, hey, listen, we should just put something together. I was working at Nike Flushing at the time, and that's where I actually met the host, Lee. That's where we got connected in that retail life. Shout out to Nike Flushing. But
I guess you plugged me up with my friend.
Kiss
me rocks.
We ain't gonna say nothing else, because I still wear them shit. So,
facts.
But pretty much, put together a nice little event, nice little hole in the wall in LIC. Super sweaty, but like 80 people showed up, which was crazy.
Shout out to all those people.
Yo, shout out to all those people.
Fucking with us hard that night. You know, shout out to, I don't even know if you remember, it's crazy how I met Shorty, but my son Carl, his girlfriend, he just kept hitting you with the ad libs. I thought he was designer, now that I think about
it. Oh, the one in the front,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Dark skin, ugly motherfucker. And I just went with the motherfucker. He just was like, dang, dang, gang.
Yo, he was
like,
killing
holy
it.
Shit.
Like, damn, it's not even that type of song, but we got it, though.
Like, but I respect that. I love that because a lot of, especially in New York, these niggas is too cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, we too cool to show mad love and shit. So, shout out to Carl, wherever you at in life, man.
Shout out
to you, man. You know, I hope that you're blessed with 4 outfits and a winter boots. So, facts, this shit is a blessing. Son.
No, that's
so,
a fact.
So we did the show at the Grind.
We definitely did.
Shout out to all the performers we had that night. I was just thinking, you know, it's crazy. Before I got here, I was thinking, like, yo, we should bring it back.
Yo, we should.
We should bring it back. Even if, like, if we curate and shit, you know?
And the connections is so much more crazy than it was 3 years ago.
Like, that was,
so performing was 3 years ago. That was like 3 years ago.
Yeah,
shit, time fly, bro. Mm-hmm. When we met, it was 3 years ago. Shit. Yeah, but yeah, so.
3 years to forever, son.
3 years to forever.
But I think we should bring it back.
Now, we definitely could.
Definitely should bring that back. Shout out to The Grind. They doing
it. Yeah, they doing it. I just did the event.
Yeah, I heard.
I just did
that. I saw it on your Instagram.
It was crazy.
They doing
pretty crazy. Shout out to Safi for real. Shout out to Bizo. Shout out to Victoria Tarantino, yo. I swear to God.
I love
y'all on fire. With Bizo?
Nah, Safi.
Safi?
Oh,
yeah. She's mad cool.
I just love her name. Like, it is just like, I just
Safael.
Like,
I think it's Safael. Like, I didn't want to like mispronounce it.
Safael. I never forget it because that shit is beautiful.
Nah,
I never
definitely.
Heard that shit before.
She's a beautiful soul too. That whole Santana, shout out to her too for curating that event and everything, you know.
They follow her on Instagram.
Yep,
definitely do.
They
shout
do
out to you.
C Santana. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, because they do a lot for like the LGBTQ community as far as artistically, but they do that for everybody too. Like, and their events are really, really good. And they're, I mean, everybody could come. It's not like a gay thing. Like, everybody could come, but it just put on, it's just curated by lesbian women. So we get a little bit extra. But,
this
you know.
Is like a perfect transition. I wanted to get into the LGBT community. First and foremost, I had something to say real quick. I forgot. Shit, lost it anyhow.
She's writing me a notepad.
Facts. I dead wrote shit in my phone, but I don't need it. Fact, you know.
Why don't you get it?
Yeah,
trying to shout
get.
Out.
But who was it? It was somebody. Shout out to the space cakes they had at that event.
What the fuck was that?
Shout
about?
Out to that. You was trying to take me home, trying to get me, but it didn't work. You know what I'm saying? You was trying to do it, but whatever.
That's
so,
what you think.
That's a fact, right? I like to think that I look good enough. So, shout out to your presence in the dyke community of Twitter. First, I want to get into how you feel about the word dyke, because I remember I was shooting a series for the dykes, and we spoke about it, and it was like, nah, you know, I don't like the word. And now you're the dyke god. So how the fuck did that happen?
Well, first of all, it wasn't me. Like, I had a Twitter from years ago, like when Twitter first started popping.
Mm.
And I just gravitated more towards Instagram because I like pictures. But as of recently, I started getting more on Twitter because I had the manager I used to be fucking with. He told me, like, yo, you need to get more popping on Twitter because that's where the conversation is. I'm like, yeah, all right, fine.
What manager is this?
Seth. Shout out to Ronald. Shout out to him. Shout out to Revved Up Enterprises, all that good stuff, too. But yeah, so he told me that.
Oh yeah, shout out to them niggas at Revved Up.
Mm-hmm, yeah, shout out to
that email y'all sent me.
Yo, shout out to yo. We gonna get into that later. We're not gonna do that.
Shit.
We're not gonna do
had
that.
Me thinking but, I was trash.
But we're not gonna do that. But anyway, so boom. So when I got back on there, like I forgot that I heavily followed like mostly like dyke Twitter, like mm-hmm. or black gay Twitter. So pretty much like I just started talking shit. And then I had like one viral post, like some corny shit, like, cause everybody on Twitter goes viral at least once, like twice a week. Like you just say something relatable and people just RT it. So,
shout out to everybody that's cool. I've never been viral.
Shut up, stupid. It's like not even that crazy. It's like 100 people real wow. retweeted or some shit. Like some, whatever. It'll be whatever. Either way. So you just got to keep talking to yourself. Literally. All I did was keep talking to myself until something I saw was relatable and niggas was like, I'm fucking with that. I'm gonna retweet it. I'm gonna like it. So, but as far as the word dyke, we reclaimed it. That's how I'm feeling. That's how I'm taking it. We reclaiming that word. Kind of like the N-word.
Yeah.
And maybe down the line in like 20, 30 years, we'll have a discussion on whether the word dyke is appropriate. But for right now, I'm reclaiming it. Because most of the time when we get into arguments, especially online with like cis heterosexual men, which means like you're born a male and you still identify as a male, like cis het men. A lot of times, like as derogatory terms, they'll call me a dyke or they'll call us like dykes. So now it's like, all right, well, at least spell it right. Like,
facts.
You know, so it stings less.
Capitalize the D because I got one. So,
out of line.
That's crazy because I just wrote a blog post about that, like how people just, they take whatever argument with like a gay person and the first thing is like, yo, fuck out of here, you a dyke. And I'm just like, yo, but the argument was about shoes, bro. Like where did this come from? So you've been wanting to tell me this forever.
For real, that's how you really feel.
So I feel like, you know, it's stupid, especially someone who had to read the dictionary as a child. So I just feel like I have so many words that I want to throw at you. Give me something to go off of. Don't call me no damn dyke.
Because I like that
this
word.
This is
like,
stupid now.
It's spelled nice.
At the end of the day, your baby moms loves it. Okay? And for me personally, I just was like, fuck
you
it. Like, yo, it's the truth. Like,
this
I'm
is
like,
that as us
yo.
Talking on a regular basis.
For
like,
real.
It's literally just a mic.
For real. Like, I just feel like people need to hear what it sounds like when we speak because I am like, the baby mama whisperer, and I just feel like nobody's baby mamas has a problem with me being a dyke. Like, so stop saying it. Like, fuck that. All my heterosexual male listeners, stop saying that shit.
Stop,
like,
calling us dykes.
It's horrible because it shows that you have no vocabulary. It shows that your mother probably let you walk around barefoot when it was cold. You don't have nothing. Like, fuck out of here. You mad because I used to wear slippers. Like, come on. I hate that shit, yo. Fuck that. But I realized a couple weeks ago, you were like the dyke sensei on Twitter.
No, I am not.
Yes, the dyke sensei on Twitter. And I want you to embrace it. I want you to love it. No, I want you to take full advantage of it. Like, they look up to you.
No, they don't. Yes, they look up. I look up to a couple ones. I actually have a couple followers that I really fuck with. I mean, people that I follow that I really fuck with. Like, shout out to Ignorant Lesbian. She's really cool. She has a lot of followers. She just actually released a nice visual, so definitely check her out. She's dope. Of course, at Ignorant Lesbian, spelled the same.
Who else? Shout out to Spice Bay on Twitter. She says a lot of things that I wish I could say.
Ooh, she does. Ooh, yeah. All of them. Like, my God, there's like a group. I wish I could name everybody.
I wish we could get like a group chat of us.
We were just talking about lesbian group chats. That is mixy as fuck. I'm not with that shit.
It is, like, and it is. It touches like my soul.
No, it's
I like everything about it.
What's your ASL?
You know, fuck out of here. I like everything about it. You know what else I wanted to talk to you about? Good thing you came in here with your party next door do-rag.
Oh, you're in my party rag.
Shout out to everybody rocking a do-rag under the fitted hat. Stop doing that shit. I'm over that. You know, we canceled that years ago. But Zoe is out here with no hat, so it's acceptable. What's your take on where fashion is going so far?
Oh, man. That's really interesting. I kind of fuck with it because I remember we was growing up, like, you had to match, like, you had to be coordinated, like, you had to have the with the
facts.
You know what I'm saying? You had to have everything kind of.
Shout out
like,
to Mark from Nike Flushing. This motherfucker matches so damn hard.
I remember Mark.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he was so fashionable, like, niggas was questioning him.
Exactly.
He was that fashionable.
Exactly.
Shout out to Mark. Him and all the pussy he gets.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. I know you out here getting it. Stay away from anybody.
If you have a girlfriend, just kidding.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You don't want to mess
yeah,
that
yeah,
up.
If you if you have a girlfriend, I've never
then
met
he's
you.
He's the most wholesome guy I've
never
met in
man.
My entire life.
I don't know him. I don't know any wholesome people. So,
shut up.
Shout out to Snorlax, Big Mark, too, because he, I don't even know if you met Big Mark. He used to, like, it was like he just got out of jail. Like, shout out to that man. He matches so hard. I remember he came in with the white Aqua 8s.
Mm-hmm.
And he had on gray sweats. He had on a yellow and aqua shirt. Mm-hmm. He had on a yellow and aqua Marvel hat.
He was from Brooklyn, wasn't he?
Fuck you, okay? Because he's from Queens. Okay?
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he is
no,
from
he
Queens.
He's from Aspen. We're going to get him to Ridgewood. We're going to send him to Ridgewood.
He's from Queens.
He's from Ridgewood.
And I'm going to look him up on Instagram and show you because that's my
he's
man.
From, nah, don't turn it on because you don't static.
Oh, yeah, facts. But, yeah, facts.
Learn nah, but I like fashion now because you can kind of do what you want. Like, right now, I'm rocking, like, man Uggs. With sweats, a fucking koofy ass sweater, and a fucking do-rag.
Shout out to
I'm
the
chilling.
Sponsorship you have, because I've never seen those before. Shout out to the fact that you didn't put me on, but okay.
So, I got these as a gift.
Sure, sure. From one of your dyke friends.
No, not one of my dyke friends. Asshole.
Yo, nah, I'm not going to lie. I'm into fashion. I've always been into fashion, but I feel like we're getting to a place now where everybody is so into fashion that everybody's different the same way. I feel like everybody looks the same. And then here I go with my weird body structure. And I'm like, that shit don't fit me like that. Like, what the fuck? I got like the Humpty Dumpty and shit. I just be like, what the fuck? Why does it look like that on you? And I just had to learn to embrace that shit. Like, everything we doing now has been done. You know, nothing is new. But, you know, you give your spice on it. And shout out to the motherfuckers that just stay in their lane. Like, a lot of people don't stay in their lane. I've seen people wearing do-rags that it just looks really bad. I've seen do-rags with corporate suits. Shout out to y'all for fucking with us, but take it off.
You know nah, they be doing that at, like, HBCUs and shit. Shout out to my niece, man. She's a freshman at Howard.
Shout out to her.
I'm so proud of her. I was just down there for homecoming, so shout out to her.
Yeah, you was a mixing motherfucker.
All her good freshman friends. Nah, I'm so glad because, honestly, she's such a good girl. Like, I don't got to worry about her. Like, I don't got to worry about her being out here in these streets and shit like that. Like, she's always with somebody. I don't got to worry about that. Like, I'm still praying for her every day. But
we praying for you, baby.
Shout out to the girls in school that are there for school. Like, you feel me?
Man.
Like, shout out to that. But back to the fashion topic, I do feel like nothing is ever, like, new. So I feel like now I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't feel self-conscious anymore about putting stuff together because I'm like, yo, these people out here looking crazy, and I don't know if I look crazy, but this is kind of what I'm gonna wear, so I'm just gonna fucking wear it. Like today, I was just
that's
like, this
up.
Is what I'm gonna wear.
You look very attractive. You look like you just hit on that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Your skin is glowing.
Oh my gosh, she's such
it's amazing. Like, get a look at this shit. You look amazing.
I do not look amazing. My face is wild ashy, by the way.
You do. Shout out to Black Soap. I use all your products. My face is not ashy.
My face is ashy, y'all.
So, shout out to
that. I got a skin condition.
Yo, listen. You know what else I wanted to get into? What's up with your shows? Where can we catch you at?
I have the most recent show I have is on the 17th, November 17th in the Bronx. Bronx Poetry. Shout out to you guys.
Shout out to Bronx Poetry. I'm really sorry that you had to be in the Bronx.
I'm from Brooklyn.
I'm from Brooklyn.
I was in the Bronx yesterday. I was like, what the fuck am I doing here? Catching potholes. Like, my car
is. That's why your skin is ashy.
Yeah, so, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
The Bronx is good to you.
But, you know, shout out to the Bronx. Shout out to the ladies.
Shout out to the Bronx.
Shout out to the Spanish mommies. Que lo que.
Make sure you hit me up on Instagram at goodlookinglee_ because, baby, I love y'all, okay? I love y'all.
Yeah.
Nah, so listen, right? So what I've noticed lately, they put me on a SZA like 3 years ago, and I just thought she was saying Sia's name wrong. And I never said anything about it because I was a pussy back then. I was like, oh, I'm not going to interrupt her, but she definitely said it wrong. Shout out to SZA, okay? I can admit I didn't know about you before Control. I definitely went back, checked out Z.
Because if you don't appreciate Z, you can't. You shouldn't be allowed to download Control if you didn't.
This is true. And S, I've also checked that out.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Listen to Hijack on the Daily as well. Child's Play. I listen to that. I listen to SZA every day.
Yo, I listen to SZA
every single day. I listen to SZA
every day. She's one of my where I get most inspiration. Like if I'm feeling like, damn, I need to get back in my creative space, I bump old Kanye, SZA, Nirvana, and Party Next Door.
Oh shit. Rest in peace to Chester from Linkin Park.
Oh, word. That's a fact.
They definitely were my soundtrack to life for a while. Nobody knows that because I don't look like the type. But fuck you and your stereotypes. Chester did a lot for me, man. His voice is missed. I listen to this every day. Every single day. And she's gotten me. She's helped me get to a place mentally where I'm just like, I don't give a fuck about what y'all think. Like, even spiritually. Like, I just be like, bro, I don't give a fuck. I know what I'm valuable.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm capable of.
Yeah, man.
I listen to Kanye Last Call. Whenever I feel discouraged, I just listen to Last Call. The whole song, the whole 9 minutes, 11 minutes, whatever.
It's worth it.
It's worth it because it just shows just because one opportunity doesn't happen for you doesn't mean you have to keep your energy open, because if you walk around moping about one opportunity that you didn't get, that next opportunity, you might not even see it because your head is down. Like,
facts.
Real
I just
shit.
Was telling, shout out to Madupe. I was just telling my friend, I've always had a problem living in the future. Like, I go so hard for my future, but I never appreciated the present. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've missed a lot of memories that are now just memories because I'll never get that time back. So, you know, to all the listeners out there, I want y'all to appreciate what you have now.
Facts.
Go get what you want, but appreciate
don't worry
what
about
you
nobody
have.
Next to you, because TBH, you don't know what they did to get that spot, and you don't know what you willing to do to get that spot. You don't know if they did something you're not willing to do, but you're not willing to degrade yourself for certain things. Why do you think it's taking me forever? You know, people are already looking at me like, yo, if you just put on a dress,
shout out to all the bitches selling pussy.
Yo, no, I can't. If it takes me a little longer, it takes me a little longer, but I'm not out here sucking dick, especially with all the sexual shit coming out between Hollywood and the music industry next. You know that shit goes down in those circles, but it just won't be me. If I don't, you know what I mean? I'm gonna do it regardless, but it might take me a little longer because I ain't dicking and dyking out here. It's not me.
Everybody knows, man. When I'm gonna blow up, and I see it real soon. But you probably will see old tweets that they try to use against me. You probably will see old photos, but you'll never see a dick in my mouth.
That's a fact.
You'll never see.
But shout out to the people who do that. That's y'all.
Shout out to the ones who do it, and it's not for free. Fuck that.
Get your coins.
Get what you need, sis. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
not an advocate for prostitution. I'm not saying be a prostitute. There's other ways to get it. There's other ways to sell pussy. Just to
be smart.
Yeah.
Keep your heart three stacks. Keep your heart three stacks. I'm out here with my backpack. You heard?
Exactly. Backpack bandits. Shout out to all the dykes. They know what that is.
Backpack culture. Y'all should know.
And it's crazy. Do you feel like being gay is accepted in 2017?
I feel like it's a lot better because, I mean, I came out 10 years ago. Shout out to my 10-year dykeversary, you heard? But,
But holy shit.
It was way. Because remember, we used to only pop out at Pride. That's when you saw us.
You know what, though? My first Pride parade was last year.
You're a funny dyke. You're a funny one.
I say to myself, I don't fuck with you, niggas.
But I've been going to Pride since I was 15. Shit. I was in my first. Shout out to fucking Chink and Chris being my first fucking stud friends, man. I was a little youngin' out there. They was wild older than me, showing me the ropes and stuff, because it was really hard back in the day. Like, it was really hard. Like, we didn't know who was gay. You know what I'm saying? So it's come a long way.
I still
way.
Don't. All these niggas is gay. That's I still don't know who's gay.
Now, I think now people just realize that society kind of placed the whole stigma of, like, being straight on people to that, like, I think society kind of formed people's minds around, like, okay, this is what's acceptable. This is the nuclear family. Like, yeah. Three kids and a dog and a white fence.
Holy what? Shit. You feel me? Good thing, like, you said that shit, y'all.
That's the nuclear
that's
family.
That's crazy. I spoke to my friend. I was about to say your name, too, but you won't get that clout from me. Nah, she's an amazing girl. I love her to death. But, you know, we just have a difference of opinion. She was telling me how, you know, I would love to play with a girl, but, you know, I can never bring her home and I can never take her serious. And I was like, you know, I get it. But would you really want somebody to sign up for that? Like, what kind of self-esteem do you think that they would have? Mm-hmm. Aside from all the proud side niggas, you know, I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about people who want something with these women. And she was like, what, my family, from what I understand, from what I've been taught, you know, I know I can never have a family with a dyke. And I was like, well, why not? And she was like, oh, because it's against the Bible. It's against my beliefs. I can't have no kid with no dyke. And
to each his own.
Yeah, to each his own. You know, that's why I appreciate
having
the conversations.
I pray for you every day.
Shout out to the fact that you're rolling over every time you have sex and you're doing it for yourself, you know, because you don't have a dyke. But my thing was, for her, it was like, this is my thing. Like, to anybody who feels that way, I appreciate your opinion. I allow it. But, you know, at the same time, in the black community, a lot of people say, you know, you're a deadbeat dad. You know, don't be mad when somebody else loves your kid. So, some dykes are some of the best step parents. How the fuck are you gonna
shout out to y'all?
Cut us
it
out?
Could not be me. I
shout out to me. I've
no
done it.
Girl with no kids. It ain't gonna be me, honey.
Listen, I'm on that line where I don't know, because I've dated. I've never dated women.
I ain't gonna say it on this podcast, but you just know I'm looking at you. Like, I know you've been plotting on this for a while.
Shit.
So shout out to her for having a bomb cat.
Definitely no shout out to her.
Shout out to
She's
her.
Not gonna get no clout from me.
She
okay. She
I won't know. Get,
she won't get no clout from me. You know, shout out to the fact that your rent is paid. You know, I hope you have a Metro card that's monthly. Okay, fuck God, all that other shit.
Either.
Like,
what is up?
Anywho, my thing is, I'm just not sure, because do I just shut out a whole amount of women because they have children? Or, you know, do I just be open to it? I love kids, you know what I'm saying? I can't deal with the baby father issues. The women who think, you're going to keep me a secret because your baby father don't know that y'all broken up.
Well, she don't deserve
you. Stay the fuck
you.
Away from me.
Gay or straight, she don't deserve you.
That's a fact. I didn't know that before, but I know it now.
Gay or straight, she don't that shit's whack. If you're not valuing me, like... I'm needy. I'm not, like, clingy, but I'm, like, I don't know.
That hold my hand and look at me.
Like, I don't know. Like, I go out with your cousins and shit, like, your nieces, but if I'm in the crib with you, or we try to, you know, like, if he's, like, your kid is sick or something, like, I'm gonna be like, no, why am I here? Like, raise your kid. Like, you don't have any, like, you know, shout out to the woman who could do both, but... Personally, I know I couldn't do it. Like, if I had a kid, my whole attention would be on that kid. That's why I'm not having children until I have a wife. Like, I have, like, a family and I'm ready to settle down so I can give my kid the attention they deserve, because I feel like a lot of the times, especially with, like, the younger parents in this generation and everything, I feel like they're being left to get raised by either the streets, TV, or just experiences around them, or even worse yet, other kids where you don't even know what's influencing them. So I feel like if you're a parent, you kind of really have to be as selfless as possible and really raise your kids. So you couldn't be with me, my needy ass. I want to go out to eat. I want to go here. I'm in the studio till late, so I'm not coming by your crib till 2 a.m. Like, you got to be up. So I'm not even going to put you in that compromising position, miss. Like,
yo, I love women with children. They have the best snacks.
They do have the best snacks.
But I understand that that may not be the route for me, because I heard little mama say she won't mess with a man with children, because that's kind of like, that's a marriage without papers, like, because you're indebted forever to their father. You're tied to their father forever. And I was like, holy shit, you trying to change my mind on how I feel about women with kids? But she did. Like, so now I really just don't know how I think about them. But if anybody with a child is listening to this and you find me attractive, don't hesitate to slide into my DM, okay?
Shout out to Matt, man. Matt is just looking like, this is a crazy combo.
Yo, listen,
like,
this is pretty cool. This is really like, how we talk to each other.
This is really
man.
How this we is, talk to each other.
Like, but this is the truth. If you find me attractive, slide in my DM, shoot your shot. You know,
nah, she She's definitely a fly deck. So she, you know, she'll bet. Trick. She's the ones that'll trick. You know, we was talking about that the other day. Like, hell me, yeah. I won't trick. I'm not tricking on you.
Listen, man, I just understand the business part of the relationship. Nobody wants to leave a relationship thinking, what the fuck? I gave you bad time. I'll never get back and I ain't get nothing. Shout out to all the girls that gave me their time. You know what I'm
Triggering.
Saying? Shout out to all those Triggered. Girls. Shout out to all those movie tickets, our boys.
Triggered.
All the meals, bitch, when I ordered a fucking steak.
Triggered.
No, damn well we had oodles and noodles
Triggered.
In the house.
Triggered.
You know what I'm saying?
But shout out to that porterhouse, though.
This is what I'm talking
nah,
about.
But you got it. But you know what? I think, honestly, you got to kind of change the energy that's inside of you so you attract certain things. Like, that's what I'm learning.
So, that.
Like, I've been, like, 2017, like, I took a lot of losses. But I took a lot.
You never took a loss. You learned. That's not a loss.
That's a fact. I took a lesson. I took a lot of lessons this year. That's it. That's a new wave. Yeah, I took a lot of L's. Nah, not losses, lessons.
Yeah.
Took a lot of lessons this year. But you really got to change, like, inside of you. Like, you cannot, I'm telling you, yo, anybody listening, like, if shit don't work out for you, like, you got to just keep that energy positive so you could see what's coming towards you. Like, nice. Like nice. So, like, especially with women, like, I feel like if you present yourself as somebody who deserves more, you're going to get more. Because people who aren't even up to your caliber won't even want to hit you up and waste their time. Won't even waste it. Because nobody likes being rejected.
Yeah.
So, like, if I know, like, yo, you, okay, this girl, whatever, damn, she got it going on, fuck. Alright, well, I gotta either step my game up within that relationship, or I gotta be up to par to even holler at you, because I don't want to get rejected, and I don't want to waste your time. So you just gotta change the person within you, so you attract somebody that really values you, on the same page, like, that's how I feel, like.
I learned that a lot this year. Shout out to 2017, it was my favorite year, my best year was this year. I learned a lot about myself.
Mm.
I learned a lot about, you know, my spiritual needs and shit. Got myself aligned mentally, spiritually. Shout out to my finances. They getting aligned.
I know.
You know,
see,
they getting get themselves together.
I told you.
Yeah.
I told you.
Getting
brown skin dykes.
Yeah.
Brown skin like solid. Like what would you? Cause you thin now.
Yeah, this is
you
what
thin
I'm
now.
Saying,
you lost a lot of weight. So what? You ain't even a thick dyke now. You ain't chunky. You a thick dyke now.
Still doing it for the chubbies, man.
Brown skin, thick dyke. So you know she got money, honey. I'm about to lob mad femmes your way.
This
like,
is what I'm talking about. Send them. Boom.
You gotta do those photos. So I can be.
Hell yeah.
Yo, I was dropping pics on there for months and nobody was picking it up. And I was like, fuck it. Let me put a fucking filter. Yo, that is the fucking formula.
See what
yo,
I'm saying?
Four photo sets of
See
fucking
what I'm saying?
Snapchat pictures.
Come on. Shout out to social media. I have not been on social media a lot lately.
You haven't?
I've just been getting myself together. I've been figuring it all out. There's a lot of people who took a lot of shit personal. You know, I'm not going to give y'all no clout, but I just want to say, you know, I appreciate you, Zoe, because I take time for myself and I isolate. You never took it personal. There's a lot of motherfuckers who are not my friend no more. And I got a whole ton of middle fingers for them because it wasn't nothing personal. You made it personal because you took my name to every social event.
What?
So now, you know, now I have to walk around and make it known that I'm around because I want you to understand you pussy.
Oh, that's
yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, best believe I had that same shit. But the crazy thing is not even in NY. I got that shit in LA. Yo, I got
that's crazy.
I got people in LA just chatting.
For
but aside,
what?
We gonna be out there. Don't worry, I ain't gonna get out
yeah,
no energy.
No
just know,
club,
I'm definitely gonna be in there 2018. So I want y'all to keep that same energy when you see me. You know you're gonna see me blonde dreads. You know you're gonna
when
see
I
me.
When I sell out the club, please keep that same
please
energy.
Keep that same
and
energy.
Don't come. Please stay home.
Stay home.
Send
I don't
your
need
girlfriend
you.
Out. You know what I'm saying?
She already coming out.
She might not come back.
She already got the event bright.
But yeah, now people took it personal. And I'm just like, I just wanted to figure it out so I could be the best me to me.
Right.
So that way I could be the best me to you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate your friendship, son, because motherfuckers take shit personal and we've never had that. Like,
no, we've
if you
never
need
had
space,
that.
You need space.
That's
you know what I'm
fact.
Saying? If you down, you down. And if you down, down with you. Like,
you down for life. Like,
yeah.
That's what I think that's why people end up ending life with like, four friends, five friends. You feel what I'm saying? Because those are the people that's like, listen, I know you're going to do your thing. Like, I don't need to be babysat. We never had that type of relationship,
yeah.
though. Like, it was always, like, almost like a mix of friendship and business. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just kind of like, yo, you have a dream, I have a dream. Let's help each other. Oh, shit, you mad cool. Now we actually
yeah,
friends. Like, that's
yeah.
it. That's actually how
Definitely
it kind of
how that shit's
happened.
Because it was fully business.
Hell yeah. But if anybody is not, like, here for you, then, like, don't even give them that energy. Like, there's so much shit going around the world. Like that we don't even really realize we're giving energy to that's sucking our energy that we don't really have like as humans like we don't have enough energy to like give to extra situations like literally like with the whole like climate change thing and like the president and these policies and the hate that's going around this literally the earth is literally draining our energy like so do not give your energy to anything that is not giving you back that same amount of positive energy. Like, don't even bother. Like, who cares? Like, who even has friends anymore? I don't got no friends.
I don't have no friends. My friends know that.
Word. Hey, yo, you tweeted that?
Yeah.
I almost took it away, and I was like, nah. I know what she means.
This is the truth. Nah, bro, don't take it no kind
See?
Of way.
That's what I was like, I know what she
yeah,
means.
Yeah, like, I just don't have no friends. And, like, low key, I don't have no friends because niggas don't understand how I really will give you my all. You know what I'm saying? Like, perfect example for you. It'd be days where I'll just get on Twitter. I'd be like, I ain't been on Twitter all day. And that one day, you was really sad on Twitter. And I was like, yo, you know, pick your head up. Like, you're the happy one. Fact. And, like, I noticed looking at my page, I'm like, damn, I was sending mad love her way. I look mad. So I don't care. You're my man. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
a fact.
I can't be up if you don't feel no way. I don't care.
That's a
you
fact.
Know what I'm saying?
All the time.
That's what I wanted to say, too. I feel like being gay, I don't care what nobody say how many flags we
this
hold.
This is a good 10 last 10 minute conversation. Let's get into it.
I don't care how many flags and parades we have. Being gay is not accepted. That shit is dealt with. And if it was accepted, I wouldn't have to hear about how I'm a dick sucking dyke every time I say, excuse me, you about to step on my shoe and I paid a lot of money for you. I don't give a fuck what nobody tells me. You can't make me believe that shit is accepted. Mm. I feel like being gay is a new Gucci bag. I feel like a lot of people want a Gucci bag.
That's true.
A lot of people buy designer and you'll never know about it. That's also how they turn out. They think about gay people. I'm going to mess with you. I want you to give me your time, your energy, and I want you to eat me out. But I don't want you to tell nobody.
That's a fact.
Fuck out of here. I'm telling. I'm telling 2018. If you're in my DM right now, you have a man. I'm telling. I'm telling your child. I don't care. I'm telling your mother.
Daquan don't need to know what his mom is doing.
I'm telling. Fuck that. Because then I got to see little Peanut on the train talking about I could be selling drugs, but I'm selling candy. No, you're doing this because your mother's not giving you the money that I'm giving her. Fuck out of here. That's what I really wanted to get off my chest.
Cut your mic off, yo.
Yeah. This is what I wanted to get off my chest. This shit is not accepted in America. I don't care.
I hate the whole argument that, like, being gay is a choice. It rattles my brain. Cause I'm like, yo, I would not be gay. Like, I want to bring my fucking girlfriend to my cookout and not have to worry about my black family members smiling in our face, and then talking about me when I leave. Like, I don't, that, who wants that? Like, who wants to be walking down the street with their girlfriend and a guy just saying, I'll fuck both of y'all? Like, who
That's
wants to
fact.
Do that? Like, who wants
That's
to choose
fact.
This life? Like, I wouldn't wish being gay on my worst enemy.
I don't want that
shit
for
is
nobody.
Crazy. Like,
I know what I'm
shit is
being
crazy.
Gay. I know the shit they call me. I don't want my sisters to be
yo,
called that.
Are you kidding me? My nieces?
Yeah, nah.
What? I'm like, yo, don't
keep
even.
You a gay friend keep, and stay away
yo,
from it.
Keep a man. Like, do you, sis.
Yeah.
Like, dead serious. Get one of a good man because they ain't, I don't know. I be blocking niggas on my Twitter, like,
holy
I, yo,
shit. I want to get that.
Yo, did you hear about what happened? I ain't gonna give this nigga no clout, but if you on Twitter, you knew about it. Pretty much, like, a fake Twitter feminist came out as, like, an abuser, like a predator, like a sexual predator.
Jesus
and
Christ.
He actually, like, organized events, like, mm-hmm. where he lives, where, like, it would be, like, no phone events, and we literally just get girls drunk, and then him and his boys would, like, dead ass, like, just
wow.
like prey on them type
That's
shit.
Not okay.
And it's funny because not only were, like, women kind of being like, well, why didn't you guys come forward first or whatever the case may be? Not only that, but dudes would really be like, yeah, I understand this, but blah, blah, blah. And you know what is the but? Like, if a girl says no or whatever, then it means no. You still do it. That's rape. Like,
yeah.
It is what it is. If a girl is like, I don't know about this. I don't really want to. And you force yourself on her. Sorry, guys. That's rape. If you try your very best and you finesse a girl out of her panties, but she really doesn't want to do it, but you did it anyway. And you think just because you're not hitting her or whatever, that's still a little
okay.
rapey. Like,
oh, snap.
You got to check your boys. Like,
that
you
should just bust
me?
My
like,
head. How you a feminist? How?
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
Oh
so he
God.
Was like, yeah, I'm here for y'all. And then would do crazy stuff like,
wow.
like touch
That's
girls' asses and like touch girls' nipples and shit. And then apologize and be like, oh, if I offended anybody, fuck you, Kevin Spacey. Like, that. Yo, fuck yo.
Yo.
First of all, let me just get a minute. Can I rant? Because I love House of Cards. Like, and to be real, yo, Frank Underwood fucked up Claire's fucking administration because the next season was supposed to be for Claire. And this fucking. What is he? He's everything. A fucking pedophile, this sicko, this everything. Fucked up my fucking favorite series just when Claire was about to be president. So fuck you, Frank Underwood. And fuck you, Kevin Spacey. Both of y'all. And damn, I really...
You just got so feminine during your rant. It was attractive. So.
Now, you know, I'm a sassy ass dyke. Like, I'm the most feminine.
That's crazy. That's never good. You know, I make jokes about a lot of things, but I'm not even gonna, like, never rape, you know?
Yeah, definitely not.
I've recently learned a lot about it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I've learned a lot about it. to any girl who I was dating and got into an argument with and tried to eat you out while you were arguing. I'm sorry. Yo, I did not.
Stop it.
I'm not even like that.
No, but really, it has me thinking, too, because I'm like, oh, wow. Like,
did I do something wrong?
Am I too aggressive? Like, because I don't want to get too PC, like, because I feel like a lot of that stuff is, like, misplaced outrage.
Yeah.
Like, for, like, simple stuff.
But
like, for me, personally, I'm just like, yo, did I ever do something inappropriate?
I never
want to
make ladies feel bad.
Did I ever make a lady feel a type of way? Like so now it's like, and I'm a woman, but I'm an aggressive woman. Yeah. So, like, I don't want to have that same male mentality. So, like, it's kind of like, especially with lesbians, it's kind of like when it, like, we're supposed to make the move, but, like, what if she doesn't want to? Like, what if she's just being polite? Like, you know what I'm saying?
That.
Who knows?
Make the move
like,
on me.
Shut up, Lee.
I want people to make the move on me. I want, if you ever get in the bedroom with me, come on to me.
No, that's
I
a fact.
Like that.
I'm with all femmes like shooting that. Their shot all 2018.
Shoot your shot in shot my DM. Shoot your shot in person.
For real.
Keep that same energy
keep
when you see me and there's nobody around. Kiss
For
me in
real.
The elevator and be quiet about it. All of that. Come to the projects with me and we could do it. Like, I'm with all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Not for real. But
I never
want to
make a woman feel that
uncomfortable.
Way.
Exactly.
I'm so sorry. I'm about to apologize. Like, I did something wrong.
Never mind.
No, I ain't sorry. I ain't do nothing. I didn't do nothing.
No, but shit, it had me
but
really
it,
thinking.
That is
like,
really crazy. There's crazy. Other people in like the industry that have going down for that as well.
Listen, a lot of people. That whole that it's a culture. It's a rape culture in like the world. Like, you know.
But
what I'm
with
saying?
That being
like,
said, I think that any woman that presses charges on somebody, man, female, and it wasn't true, I think you should go to jail.
No, you should.
I think you should go.
I absolutely agree. I think that you should absolutely have a full investigation into what the woman says. Fully press her.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to press a victim, but like, make sure you're getting the truth because you could be ruining a guy's life as well. So make sure everything is like, ladies, like, and you get discouraged. Like, people get discouraged, like, when they're in hospitals by nurses and stuff like that. People get discouraged. They get weird, like, taking a shower. And then once you take a shower, it doesn't mean that you got raped anymore. Like, there's no evidence. You know, the laws are stacked up against us, ladies. So to be honest, like, just, if something ever happens, like, don't hesitate to, now is the time. Like, now is the time for us to make changes as far as, like, policies and stuff like that go. So, like, I definitely think a woman should be like, okay, listen, let's get her whole story. But then also, if it's falsely accused, because let's talk about it.
Facts.
We got 3 minutes. Let's talk
Facts.
About it.
Let's
White women have been falsely accusing. No, we're gonna do it. White women have been falsely accusing black men of rapes and slavery. And since Emmett Till. Let's keep it a stack.
Holy
so
shit.
Let's not do that. Because
my teacher told me that Emmett Till story wasn't true. And I cried.
Cool.
I lying cry a lot. It was like kind of like hungry cry, but then I was crying for Emmett Till.
Not
I didn't know that shit wasn't true. I was like, yo, why he did that to that girl?
It just came out. It literally just came out. Like,
no, it didn't.
That
shit.
Oh, no,
I didn't know that shit.
It happened back in the day.
My teacher told me that. She said the girl was lying.
Girl was
I'm like,
lying.
Yo, that lady would never get
there
her son.
There was somebody else like recently that something happened where the woman like she was like 80 or something and she finally like admitted. But there was just something that happened with some guy in a college that the white girl accused him. And then it didn't happen. But I'm not making this a white and black thing, but I'm just saying women in general, like certain, I'm be careful. Let me be careful.
Yeah,
but I will say, shut up. I will say that like, you have to be thorough. And ladies, like we have a lot of power that we don't really know we have because we've been oppressed for a very long time. So don't abuse that power. If you're mad at a dude, be mad at a dude. Block him, do whatever you do, whatever. But don't ruin his life. But then on the flip side, also, if this has really happened to you, speak up. Like, I know it's hard as fuck, but we need you because if y'all speak up, then we start making changes to policies. We start making political changes and stuff. Maybe not in this administration. Maybe not in the next one. But eventually, with this whole woman's rage shit is going to fucking boil over. And the niggas going to really realize how much they need us. Like,
Jesus. Women make the world go round. Women make my world go round.
Shout out to all women everywhere.
Shout out to the women.
All women
everywhere. You got gold between your legs. Queen. Remember that.
You got gold in between your ears, man.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
Shut up.
In between your legs. Listen, you know, if you are a Nubian with nice feet and, you know, good skin, make sure you shoot your shot with me because you have the advantage because I need you.
Don't shoot your shot with me, ladies. Let me say this. Let me say the last thing.
We about to sign off. Go ahead.
Don't go. Please. I'm really trying to stay focused right now. Please don't go on my DM.
I'm trying to stay focused too. If you think I'm going to let you distract me off my dreams because you look good and your feet look good, bitch, you are absolutely right.
I hate feet.
You are absolutely right. I'm going to let you ruin
me. Especially if you brown skin. Stay on my DMs.
I think we're gonna have to do a part two. Me and you. You know what's crazy? I'm actually like shopping around for like co-hosts and shit. Oh, I might have found one right here. Yeah.
This should.
I don't know. Your schedule is crazy.
My schedule is crazy. But if we plan in advance, this might be fine.
I have to plan in advance. You know, I'm now with a company.
Exactly.
You know?
Shout out to you.
Yeah, I'm with a company now. You know, I have to give these people heads up in a month.
That's a
fact. You know
what
I'm saying? I'm a business person.
I'm down.
I'm not out here fighting no more. Leave me alone. If you're trying to fight, I'm calling the cops. I'm the Facebook.
Oh,
brand.
Also, before we leave, I'm not looking at
Instagram too.
Yo, oh yeah, my Instagram, Zoga, Z-O-E-G-V-W-D, like upside down A, because I'm different. Twitter, Zoga, Z-O-E-G-A-W-D, like it's supposed to be spelled. SoundCloud, Zoga as well, Z-O-E-G-A-W-D. And last but not least, I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, I know. So, make sure y'all follow me on Instagram. I'm at Good Looking Lee, G-O-O-D-L-O-O-K-I-N, no G. L-E-E underscore Good Looking Lee. It's the same thing on Twitter. What else do I have? Facebook, cut it out. Okay, you won't get my Facebook, bitches. What else am I on? Got my whole damn government. Nah, you don't need my Facebook, but hit me up on Instagram, on Twitter. I'm taking topic suggestions, guests. Alley-oop me with the guests. Just make sure they take my time and my business serious.
You're gonna need some
serious.
Femmes up here.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yo,
hold me down.
Next one, we should...
Yeah. Oh, don't spill it. Yo, definitely signing off. Thank you so much. Thank me later, the podcast.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.